A few years ago, I was working at a pizza chain in my local town of Ocala, Florida, as a delivery driver. Those who are familiar with Central Florida will probably know what I'm talking about. Rolling hills, flatlands, springs, swamps, you name it, Ocala had it all. I was 25, but I made damn good money doing it, as rural families were generally more wealthy than most. I had worked at many other places before, both local and chain, but I favored local businesses more. I'd also like to note that I'm a firm believer in God and thank Him till this day for saving my life. One night, I was working and I had an order of 5 large pies to deliver. People don't normally order this much amount of pizza around here, so I could only assume it was a party of some type. My boss wrote down the address for me, and it was on the more busier side of town. This made me feel comfortable, as I typically don't like delivering to rural homes far apart from each other. I'm still not sure why, but that's just how it was. That being said, I do the delivery and drove over to the address, which took me to an apartment complex in town. I had never seen this complex before, as I normally don't go over to the center of town, but I guess it was nice to do deliveries at different locations. I grab the order and go up to the apartment and knock on room 104. This will be important in the story later. I was greeted to a younger guy, I'd say a little younger than me, as well as another guy who appeared to be the same age. Order for Caleb? I said. Without even saying a word, one of the men takes the pizza from me while the other said in a very blunt voice as to how much it was. I tell them the total came out to be $60.83, and the two just look at each other in confusion. One of them spoke up, giving me the side eye as he said that that wasn't what he was told over the phone. "Oh, let me double check. Maybe I made a mistake," I said. Okay, so I obviously knew that this had to be the correct amount, as my boss makes us triple check all details, so I knew I had this right. I read over the receipt just to be sure, and lo and behold, I was indeed correct. I show them the receipt for proof, and that's when I see one of them nervously looking around while the other is just staring at me. The very second I was about to say something, one of the men pulls out a gun and points it at my head. At that point, I couldn't even speak or begin to form a sentence for that matter. The kid with the gun says in this really raspy voice to hand him my wallet, keys, and phone, or he won't hesitate to pull the trigger. I very nervously said okay and slowly reach into my pockets for all my belongings he requested and handed them to him. They then tell me to come inside slowly and to sit down on one of the chairs by the kitchen table. I comply and walk over to the kitchen where one of them sits me down and proceeds to tie my hands with duct tape. I was pretty much screwed at this point as I couldn't go anywhere as they had the keys to the company car and they sure as hell wouldn't give them back. One of the guys opens my phone and starts to go through it, deleting anything he could find. At one point, I see him land on a picture of my girlfriend, which shocked me to my core. Just a year ago, my girlfriend died in a fatal car crash, and I had photos of her on my phone to keep as memories. "Hey, please don't delete those. They're the only thing I have left to remember my girlfriend." However, they didn't seem to care, and actually ended up deleting them purely out of spite. I'll admit, I got teared up a bit seeing them do that, and didn't know what else to do other than to just sit there and watch. I remember sitting there just wondering as to what the hell these people were gonna do to me, and I shit you not, I almost threw up. All the while, I'm praying to God I make it out safe and to let me go from whatever this was. I'd say I kept asking them what they wanted from me several times before one of them just demands for me to shut up. Now, this is the part where things take an unexpected turn. As they were going through my phone while also counting the money in my wallet, we all hear the sound of a window crash in one of the rooms of their apartment. This noise obviously concerned them as they took off running to the room where they heard it. I hear one of them shout, "Who's there?" Had someone broken into their apartment? I thought to myself. What actually happened will leave you speechless. Right then, I knew that this was my chance to leave and start biting off the tape tighter on my hands, hoping to rip it off. Somehow, I managed to do this and was set free within a few seconds as I was biting down pretty hard. I knew that they would be back any second, and so I just run toward the door and start unlocking the three locks that were built into the door. Yeah, no wonder why they don't want anyone finding out about this, I thought to myself. I make it out the door and book it out of the apartment building, not looking back and just trying to find help. It was then when I remembered I didn't have my phone, so I couldn't call the police, so I took that chance to run to the nearest shop. They were thankfully very polite and let me use their phone to call the police. Law enforcement was more professional in Ocala compared to major cities in Florida, so they got here relatively fast. However, when they asked me what room they were in, I couldn't remember the damn room number. This apartment building was huge, with about 100 plus rooms, so I couldn't remember the number. Eventually, I had remembered that I wrote it down, and police then went up to go investigate. Turns out, that loud crash we heard was actually a large tree smashing a window. The tree had been broken from the storm, and just so happened to fall through the window. As for those two men, they were gone. They must have left through the front door when they realized I had already been gone. Needless to say, they were never caught, even after an investigation. Till this day, I feel that tree smashing the window was a distraction made by God to help me escape. I guess it could have been some stroke of luck, but I honestly have no idea. I'm a male, currently 22 and in college going for my bachelor's. I have a part-time job at a hospital, but I also did DoorDash on the side to earn more money. This happened last week during one of my delivery trips, and it's by far the creepiest thing I've ever experienced in my 2+ years of DoorDash. I was out one night with my friend during the middle of the week looking for any orders we could take. Since it was 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night, there weren't many places open besides fast food. My friend had come along with me, as I liked the company, and let's face it, driving alone sucks. Eventually, I get a few orders here and there until I got one that was a little ways away from my normal delivery radius. It was about a 25-minute drive, but at the end of the day, it meant more money in my pocket. Whoever it was ordered from a nearby McDonald's, which was expected at this time of night. That said, I retrieved the order, and before I knew it, we were already halfway to the destination. My GPS led us to one of those terrace homes that always seemed like one big townhouse that you would commonly see. The customer had noted that they wanted it handed to them, which I sort of hated if I'm being honest. Most people would prefer if it were left at the door, but I guess not everyone is the same. My friend and I grabbed the order and start heading toward the door. However, as we were getting ready to ring the doorbell, the door immediately opens where we were greeted to a younger-looking Asian man. He appeared to be in his late 20s or early 30s and was absolutely stoned. However, he was still stable and was able to make conversation with us, and he actually seemed pretty cool at first. He asked us how our night was, how old we were, and where we went to school. You know, casual small talk questions. Granted, he had somewhat of a small accent, but we could still understand what he was saying. After about a good 5 minutes of chatting, we hand him his order and he just puts it on the table next to him and says something we didn't expect. Still stoned out of his mind, he asks us if we'd be interested in having a beer with him. I look at my friend and he sort of just shrugs and says sure. Normally I'd say no, but seeing as to how chill this guy was, we didn't think anything of it. We walk into the house and he hands us each a cold beer and proceeds to start up an actual conversation with us, mostly about his life. At one point, he gets up and tells us to wait as he says he has to step out to take a quick phone call. The man steps into another room and shuts the door behind him. So there we were, Just chilling while talking to my friend when I hear the man speaking Japanese in another room. Now, my stepmother is from Japan, so while I understand a fair bit of Japanese, I don't speak it. So I hear him talking but pay no attention because it's rude to eavesdrop and all. That was until he said something along the lines of, "The people in my kitchen won't find out." That's when my ears perk up. To put it simply, he was basically talking to someone on the phone and how he was planning on keeping us silent just in case. That was enough to quietly tell my friend what was going on and that we had to leave. However, as we got up, he comes back out and sees the look on our faces, and it was at that point where he had caught on. His face went from a friendly smile to a disappointed look as if he knew we had heard him. I tell him that it was nice to meet him, but that we had to go. He said nothing and just watches us as we walk out the door, not saying a word. As soon as we start the car, we see him come out of the house waving a gun like a madman. He fires 2 shots into my front fender of my car before we hightail it out of there. All the while, my friend is crying as he swore a bullet ripped through his seat. We drive for about 10 minutes before I call the police to explain my situation. After giving a description of this man to the police, they had sent in squads of police units to the address. Turns out, this guy was a member of the Japanese Yakuza and was wanted for murder and importing illegal goods into the US. He used an alias for about 4 years and was somehow never caught. I don't know about you, but encountering a mafia member is probably the scariest thing that can happen to anyone. Shortly after entering his home, they had ended his life on the spot. For starters, authorities had found several files on his computer and even found drugs and weapons inside these crates he had locked away. All of these things were obviously highly illegal, and police even went as far as locking down the whole neighborhood. I'm not sure why they did this, but I guess that's just how these things work. The craziest thing about this is the fact that I fed him his last meal. That still bothers me for some reason till this day. My name is Alex, and this happened just yesterday, late last night, with my girlfriend. For a very brief 4 months or so, I worked as a delivery driver for a few food delivery apps at the time. Mostly being active on Uber Eats and DoorDash, as those were the ones that tended to be more popular. I didn't expect to make big money from this side hustle, but it helped with other small things like groceries and utilities. I live in the suburbs of LA, which is a very crowded part of the city, so deliveries were usually quick and close. Anyway, this happened last night while my girlfriend and I were doing deliveries. We had just gotten home from a friend's party, and while most people would be exhausted, we were surprisingly still active. Not knowing what to do, my girlfriend and I decided we'd go out and do a few deliveries just to have some us time. Being in the car with a loved one always felt like a special sort of vibe. Anyway, almost immediately, someone requested a large order from a local Wingstop, and I was the one who accepted it. Big orders usually meant that the customer would have to tip more, aka more money for me. We drive to the location, and I tell my girlfriend to wait in the car while I go get the food. Now, Wingstop usually takes a bit of time before the order is ready, which meant I had to wait a few minutes. Once the food had been done, I grab it and start heading back to the car when I see my girlfriend is stoned as a statue. She's sitting in the front seat with her eyes wild and had a look of fear. At first, I was confused as to why she was like that and motioned for her to roll down the window while asking her what the hell happened. She slowly flicks the button and tells me in a shook voice to get in the car. I do just that, and we drove over to the destination while I continue to ask what was wrong. After what felt like forever, she finally tells me everything, and what she told me made my stomach drop. As I was inside the restaurant waiting for the food, My girlfriend had been on her phone texting a friend when she looks out the window. Practically hovering over the window was a very large and tall man who looked to be at least 6'7". He wore all black and was staring at my girlfriend with this very angry look, and in his hand was a window smasher. His face was red and his eyes were menacing, as if he had this strong hatred towards my girlfriend. However, she couldn't move or say anything. She simply turned to face the front and hoped that he'd just leave. After about a decent minute, he thankfully did, and that was when I had come out of the restaurant. Now, there's no real way to say this without trying to brag, but my girlfriend is very pretty. Like, she's cute, and her looks would oftentimes attract a lot of faces. My theory was that the man who had come up to the car had seen her and knew she was with me, as he had probably been watching us. We didn't really bother calling the police, as there wasn't really something to be done about it. After that, we had called it a night and went straight home, as she couldn't shake off the paranoia. Up until now, I'm still not exactly sure as to what the man wanted or what his intentions were. But if he had a device to break windows, they couldn't have been good. From now on, my girlfriend and I have agreed that whenever we do orders together, that we'd both be the ones to go inside.
I'm a male, and I was around 8 or 9 when this happened. Obviously, I don't remember much since I was a kid, so I had recently asked my mom what she remembered about that day. My mom was taking my sister and I to see a movie. We had decided to stop at McDonald's to kill some time. A strange guy wearing a purple suit had followed us in and had sat at a nearby table without ordering anything. After we finished eating, I had got up to go clean up my retainer in the bathroom sink. The man followed me into the bathroom and then stood between me and the door. He asked me if I wanted a juice box. I said no, but he had told me that I needed to go out to his car with him so I could pick out the flavor. My parents had drilled into my head to never ever go with a stranger, so I immediately knew what was happening. I ran past him and out of the bathroom door into the lobby, then told my mom what had happened. He had followed me out and started coming towards us. My mom stood up and started making a big scene. She had loudly asked him why he was trying to get her son to go out to his car with him. He said that he was just trying to give me a juice box, and then hurriedly left and then got into his car and drove off. Luckily, there was a police car in the parking lot, so we had waved down a cop and told him what had happened. Unfortunately, the man in the purple suit was long gone by this point. I had forgotten most of what had happened before and after the incident, but I still vividly remember the terror I felt being alone in the bathroom with him blocking the door. It was only 10 to 20 seconds, but I'll never forget that uneasy feeling. I'm really grateful that my mom was such a rock star and that she knew how to make a scene to scare him off. I have no idea what would have happened to me had I actually gone out there with him. I'm a 17-year-old female, and I recently quit my job at a fast food chain after working there for almost 10 months. This story is part of the reason why I didn't want to stay much longer. I worked the drive-thru from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. almost every weekend. Seeing regulars was not uncommon for me, and I would even memorize most of their orders and fill it out as soon as I heard their voice. Most were very polite and occasionally tipped, but on one particularly busy day, there was an unfamiliar, weary presence. I had just started my shift, so I was running food to the window. I had made eye contact with the man at the window in his car and immediately felt uneasy. I brushed it off because we were busy and I had work to do. Later on, once my manager set up my cash drawer, I took over drive-thru orders, payments, etc. There were lots of orders, so I wasn't paying special attention to specific voices or menu choices, but one had caught my attention. It was a low, hesitant voice asking for a sandwich. I give the man the total, and he waits in line. He arrives at the window, and it's the man from earlier. I assumed that he just forgot to order something. Now, his car was pretty low to the ground, so he had to extend his arm out to hand me his debit card. As he does this, he then mumbles something under his breath, without even breaking eye contact with me. "I'm sorry, what was that?" I question him.
"I said you're looking beautiful today."
At this point, I'm super uncomfortable. Not only do I have a boyfriend, but I'm also underage, and I'm not interested at all. Thank you, I said nervously. I then handed him the bag of food and then quickly shut the window until he drove away. I half-heartedly complained about him to some coworkers, all mill as we usually do with weird customers, but I still had a strange gut feeling. A little while later, when the average wait in our line was about 10 minutes, I hear a familiar voice over the mic asking for a cup of water. It was low, but agitated and forceful. I saw his face through the windshield and walked away from the window so that my manager would take care of him. This happened a couple of more times that day, asking for straws and other free things. At that point, I was pretty sure that he was just trying to look at me. I was so frustrated with him and the rest of my workday that I'd went to the bathroom and just cried. I usually have pretty thick skin when it comes to this kind of stuff, but I was just so over it. The rest of the night went on, and I didn't see him again. I thought that I'd probably never see him again. That is, until my very last shift at the store a few months later. We weren't very busy that evening, but it was much later in the day than the first encounter. I didn't recognize the voice, but I had immediately recognized his face and car. I just swallowed my pride and took his payment, trying not to make eye contact. I had called my manager and he said he would give the food out for me. As suspected, the man was back in the drive-thru not long afterwards for a cup of water. This time I knew better. I had sent a male coworker to the window to get it for him since I was busy anyway. Once given the water, the man had actually asked my coworker,
"So, you guys close at 11 now, right?"
I was so glad that I was getting picked up by my mom that night. I was constantly looking out the windows, just making sure that he wasn't out there waiting for me. Call me paranoid, but I listened to enough true crime to be overly cautious.